Radio. Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Wow. Okay, guys, I just gotta let you know we have an emergency going on here at the house right now. Somebody forgot to turn the water off. It's going in the damned hot tub, and we're about to be flooded. So, having said that, I'll save the day. Don't worry, Jay, just say to the rescue. Y'all start going. I cannot believe. Dylan, you jerk. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. It's going to take. I won't be able to get into this tonight. This is really going to. Oh, he's going to have this. Oh, I'm so pissed off. Hey, you guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I can't figure out how to work this.
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh, it is live radio.
Dylan, come cut the water off, you stupid bastard.
I'm so professional. Okay. I'm better now. Okay, I'm better now. It's just that I protect the hot tub because I love it so much. I mean, this hot tub is a godsend. Hey, dude, the water hose is the nozzle is connected to the end of the hose, and that's the part that's sticking in the top. God. He might be good looking, but he's dumb. Okay. And he's not good looking either. Turn it off. Don't stop, man. Well, if it's not off, you're going to turn it off in a few minutes. Liar. God, I hate when my man lies to me. Did I see that? No, it's a great night, guys. How's everything going for everybody else?
Well, it's pretty entertaining so far. I have to say that.
Don't worry, Scott. Don't worry, Scott. Well, guess what? I got some more news. You ready for this, man? I went and had my hair done today. And, no, they didn't put more in, which I need. But really sweet people over there, and a young lady and her son from India, and I could not believe it. This kid's like 8 years old. He knew who the hell I was. It just blows me away that, you know, the YouTube stuff and, what's it called, Netflix and all that stuff. I can understand going to the library and seeing the stuff that's been written in stone about me, but yeah, this kid really knew me, and I was, like, really enjoying all that, and then all of a sudden this guy walks in, and he's, like, talking, oh, my God, you're my hero, and I'm looking at this guy like, are you drinking or what, And come to find out he's the mayor of where we live.
Wow.
And I started talking to him, and this guy was like, I was starting to get scared, he's liking too much, and, bottom line is, before it was over, I got this guy to agree to force the city's fire department and police department to do DDP yoga.
Wow.
And check this out, to actually have like a DDP yoga weekend here in lovely Smyrna, Georgia. Of course, now I'll be out of town that weekend because I don't want to be shot. But it's just really awesome that this guy really got into it. And he's like, you know, I've heard so many positive things about this and that. And the next thing I know, I'm talking to him and his phone rings and he picks it up. And all of a sudden he's telling me about some guy that his son actually worked in the hair salon, I mean, in barbershop, sorry, in the salon. Actually, it was a hair salon, but his son worked in there, and his son, I mean, the guy on the phone has actually done a lot of work with some other retired wrestlers that have had brain injuries, like myself, and it was just an awesome connect day, you know? One of those days where he's like, oh, my God, I'm getting this good information, I'm getting that great information, and it's going to be so cool for me to tell Dallas saying, by the way, I'm running for mayor next year, you know?
That's awesome. I see keys to Smyrna in your future.
I dig the name too. Smyrna. You know what I mean? when you take my first name, Aurelian, and my ex-wife said it was pronounced Aurelian, but that's another story. And you go Smyrna. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, man, it's just so cool when you try to help people out there. Now, remember this, folks. You guys are just getting the DVDs, man, and just starting this out. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. Here's a side effect. Once you do it, you won't be able to shut your yap because you'll want to tell somebody else how good you feel, how positive you feel, how magnificent life is. I mean, it's a side effect along with weight loss. I mean, it's one of those suck things that just happens when you do it. Mm-hmm. But bite the bullet and move on. Am I right, Stacey?
You're right.
You're right. I mean, it's kind of like a brand new love affair, you know, when it's new and all you want to do is talk about it and think about
it. It doesn't cheat either. That's really cool.
Well, think about it. Most of we don't advertise anything for DDP Yoga. I mean, most of the sales we get, like 30-40% of them, are from friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yep. Man. And I get it, man. I mean, if somebody told me a year ago, you got to remember, I've been doing this for 7 or 8 months. Oh, by the way, good news, folks. My shoulder. I see my physical therapist for the last time today.
Yay.
He said that I was done, that I could go back to the gym and start working out. And he just told me and said, hey, dude, you're ready to go. And then he also told me, I cannot believe you're actually ready because we were looking at 6 months. And it's been like almost 3.
That is awesome, man.
I give that back
is awesome.
To DDP Yoga, man. Strengthening it with the...
And the hot tub.
Mostly the hot tub.
You call her what you want to. I call her hot tub. Okay. You know, it's just the thing of doing the DDP Yoga. You get that core strength back, man. I mean, I never had core strength. Okay, in my whole wrestling career, I never thought about that. My idea was to work from the outside and work in, which on reality is you should work from the inside out. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I believe
that's
that.
That's how it really it works for me that way.
Yeah, me too.
That's the real deal, you know? I mean, if you grow a tree, you don't start with the leaf. You start with the root, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there I am, just a tree. So, man, listen, guys. You know, I talked to my oldest daughter, man, after my son came home last week, and I appreciate you guys helping me out with him. You know, this is a new thing for me, man, sharing time with my children. It's something I never did. And now all of a sudden I'm going on a radio show and we're being brutally honest about things in our lives. And my oldest daughter, who will always be number one, because that's just the way it is. She was the first one to come along, and she's just it, man. She's all of it. But, you know, she's faced a lot in her life, man. Not only she had to put up with me, but the issues that she came along and ran into were MS. MS, man, and it's brutal. It's brutal. And she also had gastric bypass, and we're going to hear her story later, but anyway, I've invited her on, and I appreciate you guys' patience and your help. And everything that we can tell you folks out there, man, this is all about making your life better, you know. It's not about bang for the buck or any of that. You know, we're going to get ours in the end anyway, man, because, you know, God's going to provide for all of us. But just to know that we can open the door for somebody else, man, to get a little bit healthier, to get a little bit happier, that's, you know, man, that's such a blessing. And by the way, you guys remember Naomi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the young girl is going to go out with me for my first date in 6.5 years, so look out, world.
Oh.
Yeah, man, check it out, man. She must be a heavy drinker. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. She's just a nice, sweet young girl. I mean, she's 18. Yeah. My God, I've got like 6 children older than her.
We actually have her on the line, girl, if you want to pull her up.
No, she might say no, so let me finish this before she says no.
Okay, you tell me about that.
You got to believe in yourself, Jake.
I did. Yeah, for a split second. But she did her first DDP workout, man. She did a yoga workout,
yay,
man. Hey, girl, talk to us.
What's up?
Tell me about it. How was that workout? Easy, huh?
It was hard. Luckily, I found a great girl named Yasmina who has been doing it with me and being my spotter so I don't smack my face on the floor.
Oh, you have a spotter? Normally, I just see spots right before I pass out. So, you're better off than I am. No, so you made it, though, right? Which workout did you do?
We're actually doing the intermediate one.
Oh, well, that's all of them for me. You know?
Yeah.
Hey,
what'd you do?
The
first day was actually the most funniest because we were recording it and we're doing a whole YouTube page and thing. And we could not just stop laughing because every time we did a workout, we would be like, oh, my God. And then he's like, all right, let's move on. And we're like, no, let's stop. And he's like, no, keep going. We got up to 9 and then we like laid out and she's like, you gotta get back up, and I was like, I'm so tired.
Don't you hate those people? I mean, in the beginning you're like, shut up and leave me alone, don't you see I'm, you know, about to drop off the edge here. But you know, you must really be proud of yourself, man, because you know, for you people out there that don't know what's going on in Naomi's life, none of your damn business anyway. But she had issues. And she doesn't give up, man. She has issues that I don't give a crap what you throw at us. This girl has got that and then some. But she's got such a positive attitude. And that's what I tell Dallas DDP Yoga should stand for. It's like a dedication, desire, and positive attitude.
Amen.
Because that's what it's about, man. I mean, you know, I need a spotter sometimes, man. I mean, oh yeah, it really makes. I hate the damn music, but whatever. You know, it's like when that music starts, I'm ready to punch somebody in the face, man. Like, joy. But I won't tell him that. You know, he's not out. He's gone right now. He's in lovely Costa Rica, and enjoying himself. As much as I hate to say that he deserved it, he certainly does because he gets 24/7 to this program. So you did the first workout. How long was the workout that you did?
I think we did about 2 hours.
What the hell did you do?
We did the Diamond Dozen and Double Energy.
Okay. Here's the key, girl. When you start out, don't try to do them all the same day, dummy.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, okay, well, duh. That'd be like something I would do back in my drinking days. Like, oh, did I start yet, dude? No, sweetheart. Is your body okay? I mean, how'd you respond to it? Is there a lot of pain?
It's been quite well. I can actually get upstairs to my room without being out of breath.
Okay. You know, and guys, you know, those of you who don't know Naomi, tell them what your goal was in the beginning. Not to run out of breath or get tired while you're just simply having a meal, because she has some issues where her shoulders aren't you know, what everybody else's is. But that doesn't keep her from holding her head up high and charging into this, man. I mean, I'm Jake the Snake Roberts, by the way, and Naomi is my hero. And
aww.
Oh, no, you are, baby. You inspire me. I mean, every time I see somebody moan, they're like, let me tell you something about somebody. And I just go off on them, you know. And that's the great thing about everybody that's in this program is the support we get from everybody. And here's how much support we get. Even when I shut my mouth, somebody else will start talking. Watch this.
Hello.
How are you all? But,
oh, my goodness.
We really do. We all inspire each other. And, you know, I couldn't do what I'm doing without Dallas, Jake, and Scott, and my roommate, Andrew. You know, we all push each other, and we all strive. Since Friday, I lost 4 more pounds, so I'm down to 312.
Good job.
Nice.
I started at 358 2 months ago. So down 47 pounds in 2 months. So
that's awesome. Good job.
But, yeah, Naomi, you inspire all of us, so... And we enjoy, enjoy having you on the show. Yeah, I'm coming down to steal you away from Jake, but he doesn't know. Oh. Oh, yeah, we're definitely coming down after your surgery. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
I'll be like the one with a stethoscope that shouldn't be in the room, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've had plenty of those.
You know, No, Dylan's going to drive me down to Amos and insert. You know, that's what, I mean, helping each other, sticking a hand out. And I just let the girl and Naomi tonight, we're going to be talking to my oldest daughter. So
I heard.
So you guys see if you can find Brandy and we'll get this thing rolling. And I'll shut up with everybody else talk. I'm sorry, guys. I just found out that diarrhea is genetically passed on. It is. It runs in your genes. Ah!
Oh, my God. Whew. Okay, well, we actually have Brandy on hold. So
Robert.
Yeah, we'll just...
Oh,
hey.
My goodness.
Brandy here.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Oh,
how
guys,
are ya?
This would also be a great time to introduce Crystal as well. She is our special calling guest also. And Crystal, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, like Brandy, you both are living with MS and you're facing extra challenges. And we, you know, I follow you on Facebook and. I just thought it'd be great to have you on to share how you stay positive and keep going in the face of some of these pretty tremendous physical challenges.
You know what?
This is Brandy, and I'd love to hear from you and hear about your story. I don't know any part of your story.
Well. It's been kind of a weird start. I never really thought that I would find myself here. Really, I'd never, you know, when you think of having a fulfilling life, you never think that you're going to cross paths with something like MS, and here I sit. So, in the beginning, did I have a pity party? Absolutely, I did. It was one of those devastating things. I'm now back on the positive train again. So, you know, anyone who knows me or knows of me knows that, you know, I work out like crazy. I try and put, you know, the most positive spin on things that I can, and I try and do my best at everything I can. Sometimes, you know, I need some help, and thank goodness for friends like Robert and many others like Stacy and Marnie and Dallas. So, you know, now MS to me just means mighty strong. It just means I might need more sleep, but I'm mighty strong. So, you know, it's balance.
it's about finding balance in everything now. And, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
I hear you, Crystal. I mean, the blessing in disguise is the thing that I think people react to the strongest in the way of, they're like, wait a minute, you think MS might be a blessing? How is that?
Yeah.
But I hear you. I really do. It's one of those things that made me reevaluate what was important in life. And
absolutely.
It made me look at, exactly, right?
Yeah.
How old, do you mind me asking how old you were when you were diagnosed?
I've only been diagnosed within the last year.
Wow. Thank
you. So it's been like I have been honestly hit with a sledgehammer. And it took me a lot. And it took a lot. I mean, thank God for Dallas, because if it wasn't for him at times, I honestly, he has become, he's a dear, dear friend. And, I mean, he was such a lifeline. And he always, in all of our conversations, one of the main things I always remember him saying is breathe, 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 breathe. So once
yep.
I got that down, I, you know, I thought, this is crazy. You know, this isn't, I'm not my issue. Do you know what I mean? I'm not my issue, and I'm going to be damned if I'm going to sit here for the rest of my days and, just have a huge pity party for the rest of my... It's not going to happen, and it hasn't happened. I'm the type of person, honestly, I'm not interested in someone telling me I can't do something. Don't tell me what I can't do. Show me what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know
that's
what
I do.
What is interesting about your path, Crystal, because I, like I said, I see you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And you're very honest about when you're feeling lousy and when you're having a bad day. And you don't deny it, but you also don't let it wrap up your life and send you in the wrong direction.
No, absolutely not. Because you know what, sweetheart? There's more than one way to skin a cat. You know what? Just because... you're having a hiccup one moment doesn't mean, okay, you know what? Maybe I have to sit down for 10 minutes. You know what? Jump on Facebook. You'll suck up 10 minutes faster than anything. So you sit down for 10 minutes, you have an organic hot chocolate or, you know, whatever, and then you decide. It's a decision. You have to make a clear decision. Could I stay in bed all day? Absolutely, I could stay in bed all day. Am I going to get the best degree of life for me if I stay in bed all day? Absolutely not.
Right.
Crystal,
absolutely
I'm
not.
So there with you. I mean, I know Nancy as well, and my dad, I mean, Jacob as well. And I mean, it's just one of those things where we could all have a reason to
curl up in a ball
and go back to bed, right? And
yeah, you can justify it.
Be,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. MS would be the perfect, for those of you who don't know, multiple sclerosis, that's what MS stands for. And so
yep.
I want to be conscious that not everybody may know, you know, exactly what we're talking about.
Brandy.
And it affects everyone very, very differently. So, Brandy, the things that you struggle with may not be the same things that I struggle with. MS affects everyone really, really differently. And, you know, it's just part of what it is. It's just, yeah.
Absolutely. I heard Dad tuning in. What's up?
Cindy, would you mind giving them where your travel with MS started and what you were going through and, you know, with your education and also with seeking weight loss and what you would? Yeah, this is stuff, old monkey out there. And before I get off here right quick, Brandy, you need to say hello to Naomi, your new stepmom. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes, I understand that you just find her fascinating and wonderful, and I respect that because she's definitely earned it, let me tell you. So, go ahead.
What happened, Brandy?
Well, actually, I got involved in a relationship very early in my life and met my ex-husband in 1997, and he ended up being diagnosed, which is rare for those of you who know anything about MS. It's a 2-to-1 ratio for women versus men. And so when it does hit men, it often hits very hard. And that's what happens, is that he literally was in a position where he got hit very hard by MS and was diagnosed in 2003 and was unable to work after 2005. And so I was in the position of being a 31-year-old woman and caring for a man who needed to be showered, shaved, bathed, all of it. He needed all of it. And part of that was because of physical reasons. And then there was a section of it that I later realized was because he gave up. And yep. I'm not calling him a bad person, because let me tell you, plenty of days I've wanted to give up, and plenty of days I've tried to. So not a bad person at all. He just was a victim of circumstance, and I don't know what else to say other than, you know, I have my dad's spirit, and I'm very grateful for having that spirit, because he has been knocked in the teeth, knocked in the stomach, knocked in the head over and over and over again and still gets up. And so that was just in me as a person. And so, like I said, my ex-husband was diagnosed in 2003, and then in the reverse lottery of life, you know, I was diagnosed with MS in 2007. Yeah, it was just extremely bizarre. And at the time,
as you were trying to get your doctorate in psychology.
That's true. Yes, I was, you know, when my ex... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was saying
that. Oh, no, it's okay. Whenever I was doing my doctorate, because I'm a psychologist, I work for the VA. I love every single day. I work in addiction. And, of course, I work in addiction for a multitude of reasons. I work in addiction because, one, you know, my dad obviously has very publicly dealt with addiction issues, and it's been in our family for a very long time, both sides of the family. And then I struggled with my own addiction. I struggled with using cocaine, you know, when I was in college, and then, of course, alcohol became more of an issue, and it's been a hell of a battle, I will be honest. It's been not just a distant battle either. It's been fairly recent and very much of a struggle. And Dad very well knows that I weighed about 360 pounds, and decided that, you know what, I'm diagnosed with MS. So soon after my diagnosis, I decided, you know, I've got to do something different, because I really do want to live, even though I'm acting in my life like I don't want to. And so I went ahead and I did something drastic in my mind, which was to have gastric bypass. And not that I recommend everybody do that, but for me, it was what was right at the time. But fortunately, and unfortunately, that is one tool. And DDP yoga and exercise really helped me find me, the girl that was inside me that had never had an opportunity to really get out there and show myself and enjoy life. And so I lost over 200 pounds.
Yay!
And exactly, right? Yay us. I mean, that it's unbelievable to lose. I joke and say that I lost Nicole Richie and a Backstreet Boy, you know?
There you go.
That's
so awesome.
So, could add those two together, and it'd probably be what I lost. And I love life, and Dallas has actually been wonderful to me since Dad went on my high school graduation gift, which was to go to the Philippines. And I was 17 at the time, and Dad, you know, showed me a life that I hadn't had the experience of before, coming from a farm family, small town, that kind of thing. And Dallas certainly was there to make sure that I was taken care of and wasn't getting myself into too much trouble.
I said too much trouble because I'm, you know, I'm going to get into a little bit of trouble at least. And he's stayed in contact with me ever since. And so I really and truthfully, though, Dad, in the last 8 months especially, has been this huge inspiration to make sure that I stay on the right track and that I don't get myself off and in a weird direction or, you know, don't focus on what I know I need to. And I've told him that he is just, you know, really he's the right inspiration at the right time. And I know there are probably a lot of people out there who are hearing any of us, you know, any of the four of us talking and thinking that we're the right inspiration at the right time. And I'm just grateful to have the whole community of DDP Yoga because you guys are phenomenal. And every single one of you is an inspiration. So I'm just glad to be part of the group.
Right back at you, girlfriend.
One thing that Brandy had to stop doing was, you know, she had been in such a way that she never ran. Did you know, very physical. I mean, she was a great volleyball player in high school, but you know, she gained weight and stuff, and which she had the gastric bypass, she decided she's going to be a marathon runner. I mean, okay, let's talk about extremes here, folks. Come on, you know. But she did it. She was kicking some serious ass, and there was one problem with that, when she came down with MS, is that she would be running, and what would happen, Brandy?
Well, whenever I would when I would run, I would all of your old MS symptoms come back when your temperature goes up. So I would go blind in my right eye.
Yep.
I would lose all the feeling in my right side, pretty much overall. But especially, I could not feel my right foot, my right leg. Those were the worst. And then my right hand was the other part of it. But pretty much my whole right side was numb, and I ended up injuring myself because of what Dad was saying, that I pushed so hard. So
hard that she was hurting herself, and that's something people out there need to realize, that as we go on in life, whether you have MS or not, your body just can't take that abuse anymore, man. I mean, whether especially running, I mean, the pounding on the concrete or whatever you're running on, you know, your stuff's not built to run 20 miles and bouncing on this and that, especially when you're running into trees because you can't see. But, you know, your body does not take that abuse anymore. And that's the greatest thing to me about DDP Yoga is that minimal joint impact, man. That's what's cool. I mean, I wrestled for, 37 years. So my stuff's been pretty busted up, worn out, you know, replaced or whatever. But I can do DDP yoga and still get my body up to that zone where I'm burning off the pounds. But I feel so good just being able to get the stretch in. Oh, by the way, Brandy, you don't know this yet, but here's great news. Today I was released from my, not jail. Oh, what was the other thing I was doing? Therapy. Therapist for my shoulder. I've been given the green to go back to the gym, which means, Jake, don't go back to the gym and be a dumb butt, but I can go back and start using light weights again. And that's something else I've had to learn is that, you know, dude, you're 57, soon to be 58, and it's not important to lift the weight of a house. You know, it's being smart. Yes, I do. Because I don't want to see that damn therapist again, okay? I damn sure don't want to see that surgeon again. And that's what I think we all struggle with is, like, we start to feel good, whether we're doing DDP yoga or running or whatever, and we start like, oh, and it feels so good. I can do this. I could never do this before. And then we reach out and try to do way more than we should have tried, you know? Mm-hmm. So That's the safety thing, and maybe that's the reason Dallas has us wearing heart monitors. I don't know. I mean, just a guess. But the other thing is, do it right. Think smart, which has been a real big issue with me. Okay, you know, Jake the Snake, not Jake the Brain. It's always been me, and I'm so proud of my children, because they are so much wiser than I am, and so much more of human beings than I ever was at their age. I'm just now getting into this whole thing of being a real person and a real human being. But that would not have happened had I not got into the EDP yoga, man, and realized that I do have limitations, and I do have friends. I do have other people that care about me, which I didn't think that was possible either. But my proudest moment right now, I'm so proud of my daughter, man, because she's laying it out there and telling you people about what she's going through, and whether it's MS or whatever. We all have things that we have to deal with, and dealing with them smart is the right thing, you know. And having said that, I'm so happy with Naomi. I'm so happy with my daughter and my sons, and even Dylan, the piece of crap that was letting my heart. It's like 2 a.m. before it gets warm now, you know. But I'll suffer. Hey, I'll suffer. I'll bite the bullet. Okay, guys, so stop the crying. And even my new friend up there in Canada, and I just keep her. It is warmer down south, sweetheart.
I know, Jake.
Honey, you can come down here and visit.
Thank you.
You don't have to worry about me anymore. I mean, I've got 8 kids, so, you know, that thought's gone way down the line. You're safe, you know. I have a pistol, but it's not loaded anymore.
So I'm going to be the psychologist for a moment that I am. Haven't done this for years and years, and say that one of the things that also helps all of us with, I mean, DDP yoga is phenomenal physically, but it's also wonderful for our mind. And it's why Dallas makes you call out and count and do all that stuff in front of him, because it truly makes a difference. It makes you be mindful and focus on the moment. And Jack, to give you a hard time and say that you gave yourself, well, you beat yourself up for at least 4 rounds just now. And I know that you know that.
Work on that. I try. But, you know, it's a new road for me. And, you know, for those that are much more fortunate than I was, I went through some things in my younger life that no child should go through. And if there's any children out there that are listening, if there's something happening to you that doesn't feel right, chances are it's not right. And attack us at DDP Yoga, and we'll damn sure check into it, man, because it's a good world out here without people doing inappropriate things to you. And when I mean inappropriate, I'm talking about anything that feels wrong. And remember this, it's not your fault. It's those jerks that are older than you are that should be smarter, and they're not. Okay, I will leave that monkey alone.
I think that was a very important message for people to hear and to understand.
Everybody, man, everybody. It's not cruel. Somebody else. And there's many ways to be hurt. I just want to throw it out to the young lady from Canada up there. Do you know it's still warmer down here?
Yeah. Yep.
HYZ, not HYZ. As soon as you learn that, welcome to come to the United States.
What's up, A? Oh my goodness.
A?
A?
Hey, since we're having a lot of discussions tonight about MS, we actually have another team member who's only been with us a short time who also has MS, and she'd like to throw her 2 cents in. Ruthie, you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, how you doing? Hi. Crystal still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, cool. I just wanted to say, hey, I wanted to call in and check in because, you know, this has been an awesome journey, and you guys have been a part of it. So I wanted to say hi. And,
I'm so great to hear your voice.
Yeah, no, I love hearing the stories that are being told. And I think that one of the most important things that Jake said a few minutes ago was that, you know, just remember that we have limitations because,
absolutely.
Above all, you know, we're all human, and I love hearing your attitude, you know, the attitude that, you know what, nothing's going to stop me, and, yeah,
nope.
I, you know, one of the things, like, even mom's day was a hard day for me. I was struggling a little bit, you know. But, you know, my thing is, okay, so I may be slow, but I get there, you know. So wherever we go, you know, it's okay.
Sweetheart,
just,
even the turtle won the race, honey.
There you go. That's it. And I'm totally fine with that. You know, yes, obviously, I would wish, you know, I didn't have to deal with this. Great, fine. But that's not the case. So here I am. I'm not going to whine about it. You know, nobody wants to hear it anyway. So, but I do have a question for you.
Sure.
And by the way, this May 4th, actually made 21 years that I was diagnosed with MS.
Wow.
So
oh,
I guess I'm an MS veteran on here. but I'm still kicking it. And but I do have a question. You know, I do have good days and bad days, obviously. And I try to post, you know, when I do, when I am, you know, when I do get to do my workout, I try to get on the mat every day. And the only day I take a break is Sunday to give my body a little bit of a chance to kind of recoup and if I need to. And but lately I've been struggling a little bit, so, you know, there are good days and bad, like I said. But I have been able to sometimes do like Fat Burner, or even one time I did Red Hot Core, and I have to apologize to DDP because I think I cursed him out one time. I was just,
We've all been there.
Yeah, wow, you know, but anyway, you know, but still love the man, you know, but sorry, you know, anyway. But, you know, most of the time I end up going back to energy. And as long as I can do that, I always feel like even if I'm having a hard time, you know, I'm still doing that. And that's what I aim for, to get on the mat, at least do that. And if I can, if I feel it, then I'll do either Fat Burner or the stand-up routine or Below the Belt.
Yep.
But I haven't been able to get past that phase. And I'm just wondering how long – this is 20 weeks for me, by the way. This is my 20th week. And I was just curious, like, how long before you were able to, you know, move forward and then, you know, and feeling stronger. I don't know how long you've been diagnosed, but just was curious as to, you know, how that is for you.
Randy, do you want to answer that?
I'll give my part, but I'm really interested, Crystal, and kind of where you're at too.
I just didn't want to, okay, so I'm fairly newly diagnosed, like I said, within the last year. I've only been on injectable meds for, I don't know, I think maybe 4 or 5 months now, and really not enjoying them. Just today. They're really not fun. Robert and I are very good friends, so he knows that there's days when it just does not work. Before I started DDP yoga, I was doing everything. Mixed martial arts, weightlifting, hip-hop, you name it, I was doing it. When I was diagnosed, things came to an abrupt halt. So I didn't have a whole lot of weight to lose. I didn't really, you know, this isn't the reason why I started this. So I jumped in and I remember this very distinctly. I did energy for the first 7 days.
Okay.
When I first started DDP yoga. And I did it and I did it and I did it. And then Dallas told me, and he has said, the power of breathing. So I really took some time to concentrate on breathing. Took a lot of time to concentrate on my breathing.
Because
you know, I find that I was, because, you know, your life gets thrown into a bit of a panic. And whether that's, you know, an issue of paying your bills or who's going to look after your kids today or you have MS or anything else, and when you panic, you breathe really, really shallow. So you have to, and as ironic as it sounds, you just need to learn to breathe properly. That's really, really important. And
no,
that always hits me.
That's such a great reminder, because I also notice, and if you wear your heart monitor, and I know DDP is big on making sure we always wear that, but if you wear your heart monitor and you realize when you're doing the breathing the way you're supposed to, like when he says inhale, exhale, and the steps that you're supposed to, that's when you notice that it's most effective. And sometimes I forget, you know, granted, you know, there are sometimes that I, you know, if you're just trying to just survive the workout because I was proud that I showed up.
Absolutely. And showing up is huge.
Reminded to breathe. I mean, doesn't it really suck we had to be reminded to breathe? I know, by myself, here I am supposed to be this, you know, ex-athlete or whatever, but I always held my breath at different times and stuff. And now I catch him up because I have COPD, which I earned it because of smoking and yada, yada, yada. But I know that if I, you know, you guys were talking about you being limited in your workout and stuff. I've noticed that whenever I come out, like get in a hot tub and stuff, you know, in the morning, like 7 a.m., 7:30, 6:30, whatever, if I just get in a hot tub and I just go into a squat position, let the warm water hit me and stuff, and I just start to breathe, just breathe. See how deep of a breath I can take and exhale, you know.
Yeah.
It turns me on. I mean, and it, no, not that way.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
It turns your mind and your body on, yeah.
Right, and Dallas taught me this thing, too. You breathe in for a count of five, hold it, and then breathe out for five. And then practice, and then get up to 10, and then get up to 15, and get up to 20. And that's been really, really key, because teaching without your breath, oh, my goodness, you don't have anything. You need to breathe, because it's fuel, and it's power, and you need that. You need that. And, again, Jake made a really great point that you have to be very cognizant of your breath, in and out, in and out, because I know sometimes when things get hard, even for me, that usually happens when I'm doing double black diamond, I'll hold my breath. And I'm always thinking, oh, my goodness.
Or even panic, you know, and you start hyperventilating and all that stupid stuff, and the next thing you know, I mean, I love live shows, but I don't like it when they're coming at me. So.
Yeah, true story. True story.
And as a psychologist, I mean, truthfully, you know, people don't understand the importance of breath, and it's so weird the cross-section of psychology and DDP yoga and just, you know, overall health, wellness, you know, food intake, et cetera. But, you know, people always think that they should take really, really deep breaths and hold them for a long time. And that's actually not the case. And Dallas does a really good job of having you take a deep breath, but also just monitoring the intake of your breath. And stopping for a moment, and then it's all about control and balance, just like food is, just like anything is. And so,
well, I mean, if you think about it,
the fact that he does that.
Yeah, if you think about it, I mean, that's what like aerobic exercise. Hello, aerobic. That's the whole purpose of it, for oxygenating your body. So,
absolutely,
to be able to do that, and that's a great reminder. And every once in a while, like I kind of have to go through my little list of things to remember, and that's one of them. You know, DDP yoga has been such a great thing to join in on, because I feel like there are a lot of people that are trying to do what I'm doing.
Amen.
You know, in one form or another. The eating plan was easy because that's exactly how I eat anyway, so that wasn't a problem, you know, so that was easy. But the exercising every day and just and I think the biggest release was knowing that I didn't have to do it only in the morning. But if I couldn't do it in the morning, then I waited for the rest of the day. No, now I usually do it while just before I prep dinner. And in that half hour before that, that's, you know, when I'm, you know, on the mat. And I don't answer the phone. And I usually send out a text to everybody. I'm like, you know, it's time for, you know, DDP yoga. So don't, you know, everybody knows, don't call me. You know, I'm not going to answer the phone.
And Ruthie, I'm sorry to interrupt. Another thing that Dallas really taught me as well is that if you're finding, you know, that you're having a hard time maybe getting through a certain workout or whatever the case may be, Dallas has conditioned me to do wake up before every single workout.
Okay.
Every single workout. There's not a time that I don't do. So there's some times when I curl up with my workout session with Dallas for, you know, an hour and a half, because I'm doing wake up, double black diamond, red hot core, and then I'll do wake up again.
Wow.
So I'm working out usually, you know, a couple hours. I'm usually working out a couple hours. For the most part, I try and at least log in an hour a day. Doesn't always work that way, but with the addition of with wake up, I mean, it might just be enough, because it gets you out of your head, you know, and it just gets you into, and it helps your body prepare for the workout that's pending.
Oh, that's a great advice. It's a great advice to try that. I'm going to really try to incorporate that into my biggest thing is my time frame. The day, you know, just kind of like before you know it, you know, escapes and you're trying to squeeze it. And my thing is, it is about finding time. It's you make time. And so I'm just going to have to stretch the schedule and make the time to add that in there. And you know, do it every day and that. And I usually try to extend the breathing. Like I'll run the tape before, like I'll start breathing, I'll do the breathing before, but I'm going to just officially start incorporating, you know, the wake up, because I think that's a great idea to do that and have that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And you know what? In the beginning, I will be very honest. In the beginning, when I first started out on my workout journey, I had a really hard time just, you know, finding everything. So there literally was a time in my life when I would sleep in my workout clothes. So as soon as my feet hit the ground, I had no excuse. I had to work out.
Yeah,
awesome. I honestly did.
Yeah,
probably glad you have those stinky clothes. Hey, is there anybody else? Besides us.
What's that, Jake?
Is there somebody else out there online, or there's a question that we need to answer right now, because I know we've only got a short time left, unless we decide to stretch it out.
Yeah, we can certainly stretch it out if you like, but, I mean, if we're going to close it out soon, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 callers.
I don't think we're going to close it right now.
Okay.
You guys want to keep going? I do.
Yeah.
I'm learning things.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Keep going. Let's get all the calls.
I mean, I'd like
Ruthie,
my daughter.
You can always reach me on my page.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, Ruthie.
Thank you.
Love you, girl. Come south. It's warmer. Yeah, okay. Hey, Brandy.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to talk to your new stepmom?
You are just too funny.
I've
listened. Yes, it's been good. It's been wonderful to hear another person who's just so positive and out there, you know, pushing for good things in life. And I'm
Brandy,
really
are you on Facebook?
I will be honest. I need to be better about Facebook. I am on there. I check it about once every 90 days.
Oh my!
So,
are you on Team DDP Yoga?
I am, and I'll get on there and be more consistent with that, because I know that is one of my areas that I'm not totally up to speed on, because of the fact that I deal so much with the computer. So
yeah,
at work.
Well, I want you, when you get 2 seconds, look me up on the team page, okay?
I certainly will. I would
before
love
we go any further. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely.
You realize
I'm excited and interested to hear what people
knows.
Out there would say.
Yeah.
My father what?
I actually know more about something on a computer than you do. Oh, my God. What is wrong with this world?
I know. It is frightening. It's very frightening.
Yeah,
Robert, do we have another call?
There's stuff for everybody out there. This Internet thing's going to work. I'm telling you.
I think it's going to stick around, man. I really do.
Get on board, man. Who's the caller out there? Robert, you got somebody?
Yeah, we've got a couple. The first one up is Nelson.
Yes.
Are you there, Nelson?
Yes.
You're on, brother.
Hi, Nelson.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a huge fan of Jake the Snake, just like everybody else, but I'm like the biggest fan.
How big are you?
I'm pretty big. Jake, I've always wanted to meet you, and I've always had 3 questions to ask you, and now I got the chance to ask you, and I want to ask you.
This isn't about wrestling, but go ahead, I'll give you one.
Okay, then it's going to be, how did it feel when you got in the face of Muhammad Ali?
Oh, it's, man, are you kidding me? I'm just glad the sumbitch didn't knock my ass out.
He was literally going into his face.
Yeah, if you guys have ever seen the video, he actually punched me 6 times and I didn't go down. You know, that's why they call it dope, folks. I must have been high. Because man could have knocked my ass out, and he didn't. But then again, it's called entertainment, folks. You know, and the only real sport left out there is synchronized swimming.
And I'm not quite sure about that.
There's something that
and
I haven't used with the DDP yoga.
The yellow turns white, the water turns yellow. Who knows? I mean, what the hell? Okay, what's the other question?
This I'm doing. I got recently back into DDP yoga.
Yeah.
And financially, I'm not doing, you know, like the best. So I'm doing DDP yoga with Herbalife, and I'm already down to
372.4. 372. What did you start at?
Huh?
What did you start at?
I was close to 400.
Close to 400.
Bless your heart.
Let me tell you something. We got a friend of ours who's also part of the team out in California, and he started out at 601.
No, he's in Florida, man. That's slim.
He's in Florida.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
you know,
he's in Florida.
We cover several states. Yeah. A lot of things. Okay. Okay, so I don't know my states either, so kiss my ass. Anyway, slim, kicking some serious ass. We had a gentleman on last week that has been losing basically, what was it, Dylan? Like 7 pounds, 8 pounds a week?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, he lost 21 pounds in 20 days. 10 days. And the way he did that was he cut his leg off. No. No. There are, you know, when I first got off of the alcohol, you know, and I started eating right, I mean, it freaked me out, man. I thought something was wrong with the scale because it just, like, you know, the first 10 days I dropped like 9 pounds, you know. And the bottom line is any victory is great. Large
yes.
Or as long, and Scott Hall and I come up with this thing is, you know, people are going to fall. If you're going to fall, fall forward. Don't fall backwards. You fall backwards, you're going to sit on your ass. Chances are you'll stay there. So fall forward. Get back up. Nobody in life, nobody, absolutely no one, plans to fail. But many people fail to plan. Okay?
Yep.
Bottom line is,
yep.
Man, it's, you know, that's the reason he got on the cross, man, is because we're not perfect, okay? And, you know, get back up, man. Get back up. You know, nobody plans to lose. It's just losers that stay down, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, refuse to lose. Refuse to lose. I mean, there's days that, trust me, there's days, man, in the past 7 months that I'm like, you know, I don't give a shit. I've had enough of this. I, you know, screw everybody, screw this, screw that, and really bad attitude. And then 30 seconds later, breathing. Oh, I hate that breathing thing. I take a few deep breaths. I go, okay, man, come on, suck it up, get real again. And here's what was a big motivator for me. I look at pictures of my kids and my grandchildren, and I say, dude, don't you want to see how much better they'll look in 5 years? Don't you want to see what they look like in 10 years?
Oh, that's funny.
Don't you want to see your new grandchildren? So my idea, and I'm going to make a T-shirt for this, because I came up with another T-shirt that was really, really cool. It was called My History Is Not My Destiny, okay? Because I have a lot of shit in the past, okay? But that is, and I forgive myself for it. I do. I have to. But my new T-shirt is going to be "Keep your eyes on the prize." What's your prize, man? What's your prize? Keep your eyes on that. When you have a bad day, just get the list. I mean, in the very beginning, I had a list of stuff I put up on the wall. I hung it up on the wall. These are the things I love. Children, say, days, fishing, you know, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, right in the line. And whenever I get pissed off and I'm having a bad day, I'm ready to trash, ready to give up, I go back and look at that list. I'm like, damn, man. Damn, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. You know, and when you come from where I did, when my life was, you know, I mean, it's a bad joke, it's my life, my pipe. You know, really? Is that what your life is, man? That's where I was at, you know. And trust me, I've been to several rehabs and jails, and it wasn't my invitation. And I never met anybody in any place that said to me, yeah, dude, I'm just like you. Whenever I was a kid, I wanted to grow up and be an addict or an alcoholic or overweight or a loser. No,
nobody buys that crap. It's something that happens to us along the road. Now, having said that, when you're going down that road, just keep making turns, man. You turn the right way. God bless everybody, man. Don't be afraid to help somebody else. That's what I'm learning today, is that whenever I go out and I talk to somebody and help somebody else, it just re-energizes me, man, because you know what happens in a few days? I'll see them again. They go, dude, thanks so much, man, for turning me on to that. Oh, that's so cool, man. Thank you. God bless you, dude. You know, it's a whole lot better. My drug dealer said, hey, man, you owe me $50. Man, let's be happy, folks. And the way you get happy, really happy, is helping somebody else, man. And, you know, that's what I want to do the rest of my life, man. I want to, you know, the only reason I want to go back to wrestling is to go back and accomplish something when the whole world says that was impossible. And by me doing that, I'll be showing you that you too can live that impossible dream, that you too can gain your life back. You can return to the real world. It's not like I want to go back and you know, conquer the world. No. Just the fact that I get back in the ring for one stinking match will be something that the whole world would have bet against. And you know what? I love it when you tell me I can't do something.
Me too.
All of us do, exactly.
Me too. Man, F you, it's mine. This world is mine. And my children have that same attitude. I'm so proud of my children, man. My two boys, they're wanting to get in and teach DDP yoga, and not so they can make a big buck out of it, so they too can go out and change lives, man. That's a victory, man. That's an awesome thing, man. And my daughter, my beautiful daughter there, Brandy, she is, man, I can never explain to you people out there just how awesome she is. I mean, she's helping troops, man, to come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, man, that it's, you know, they're addicted to the same drug I was, most of them, adrenaline. You know, when you're in the ring and you're performing, you get that high, you get that rush, and all of a sudden somebody takes the game away and you can't go to the ring no more, and all of a sudden you turn to something else to get you high. They're seeking that. And I think my daughter and I, we've talked about it in the past, and I'm going to start pushing on this because she is still going to come visit me in July, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And talking a lot about.
We will start the book then.
Please.
Addiction and how we can help others. Now, I just want to tell the whole world this, and the whole world's out there. They may not hear it right now, but they can listen to it later. All we have to do to make this world sweet is look to your right, stick a hand out, somebody up. If we all...
The hell? Is somebody driving through a tunnel?
No, I think he has a gas problem.
I will say, Dad, you know what? You said that on when you did the when you did your acceptance speech for the Cauliflower Alley, and that was a proud moment for me as your daughter to see you up there and to see people respect you, not just, you know, the wrestling career, of course, we all know, phenomenal. It was amazing. And you're a wonderful person. And you got to show that night. And the best piece of that was you saying, you know what, people tried to help me before and I just wasn't ready. And I'm sorry that I wasn't ready, but I just wasn't. And I think all of us on this call tonight can say there were times when we just weren't ready, but thank goodness somebody out there continued to push, poke, prod, encourage, cheerlead, kick us in the butt, you know? So, and you said that, look to the right and tell that person, reach out a hand and say, hey, I'm here, if you need anything. And I think that's what I call it, you know, DDP world. You know, DDP world and what we're doing, you know, as a community, just to say, hey, look, you can do this. And if you fall down, like you said, Dad, fall forward. Don't fall backward, and we'll make it to something better. I don't know where we'll make it to, but it'll be something better.
Survive this. It's just another moment in life, man. You get us up, you get out and help somebody else. When you're down, when you're out, help somebody and see how much better you feel. It sucks when you think about it, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else we have on the phone?
Well, the next one we've got is Johnny V.
Oh! Hey, guys!
Hey!
James! Hey. Robert!
What's up, brother?
I had an epiphany today. I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, you came across Jake in my cup of sorrow and demise. There you were. And then all of a sudden, I checked you out, and you were hosting again tonight, which is absolutely fantastic. You're doing great, bro. You're slamming it, man. Let me tell you. And there it was, Dallas rehabbing his knee. I never saw that before. And I was like, oh, my gosh. There he is, rehabbing. His knee is kind of like mine. Restricted range of motion after he got out of surgery. You know, I had that gash. You saw my leg look like, Jake, when I was over there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, that scar that was so big on my thigh has shrunk 3 inches.
Quit wearing the high heels, you'll get
there. There you go. And then I saw Dallas rehabbing his knees, doing simple exercises there. And I'm like, dang, let me try that. And guess what? I got 10 more degrees range of motion in my knee today. I couldn't believe it.
Good job.
Amen, bro.
Everybody. Amen. God bless. Who else? We got one more. Then I'm out for here.
All right, brother. Let me see. We've got Mike Mullins.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Mike.
I wanted to say something to Jake, and I also wanted to get Brandy's perspective on something. Jake, I was sitting at dinner with Dallas and Steve Yu in Mexico, and it was right when this concept of you moving into the house was just beginning to take hold, and I was really excited about this because I've been doing DDP Yoga for about a year and 4 months now, and I had been familiar with your story. I saw your DVD that they produced in New York and all this stuff, and I just related to it so much. You had the issues with trying to prove yourself to your father. And I had those same issues, not with my father, but now I was a kid who moved around in school every year and going to a different school. I was always the outcast. Nobody knew me. So I always overcompensated that with trying to make something of myself, which I was successful and did. I pushed myself. As soon as I got out of high school, I started training for wrestling. I started doing stand-up comedy, and I went to broadcasting school and became successful in radio. And they all took off at the same time, and I did fairly well. Until my body started, you know, not cooperating with me, and I was told by 30 years old that I'm looking at a hip replacement within the next 5 years. And it's at that point, and I just totally relate to you so much, what you just said a few minutes ago, when people stop cheering, and when, you know, I did a comedy show where I'm performing in front of 80,000 people, and someone said to me that night, they said, when you're in front of this many people, nothing is ever going to be this exciting again. And you have to deal with that after the crowd dies down. And my body was broken. Doctors filled me up with pain medicine. And I spent about a year of my life just on the couch doing nothing. I couldn't walk to the bathroom. I remember I used to hold my bladder so long because it hurt so much to go to the bathroom. And you don't truly live. And I was so excited to see you do this because I knew it was someone who has been in the same boat with me and someone I could relate to. And I just got to tell you, man, I am so damn proud of you. I worked a show with you back in 2006, and not to be an asshole or anything, but you were kind of a dark guy. Like, I talked to you for a while, and you were kind of negative. And to hear the place where you're at right now and just hearing the positivity come from your mouth, it's in the wrestling business, you think everything's a work and everyone's a carny. And that's what I thought about DDP Yoga when I first heard about it. Oh, he's working me. He's got a gimmick and all this stuff. And until I realized that what positivity can do, and finally owning the fact that I am the not only the cause, but also the solution to all my problems, that's when everything turned around for me.
What was the question? Because I am curious about your connection between kind of your experience and, you know, Dad talking about his, you know, his father and kind of beating him at his own game. What was it related to our relationship that kind of sparked you to say something tonight?
First of all, I wanted to ask you, Brandy, because having a medical issue myself, it's a completely different game. Of course, my hip had been blown out, and I know that you have dealing with MS. I'd like to know, because what really clicked for me is, like I said, I thought it was a work. I thought Dallas was a carny. He's trying to, you know, make a buck off me. But the first thing I did is I ordered his podcast and online, which I was just like, I'm give it a shot, you know. And he started saying things that really made sense to me. And the thing that really stuck with me, and I wanted to get your perspective on this because being in the same type of position, was the living life at 90%. I know it's you say something to someone, to someone, they think it's just, okay, it's a nice bunch of nice words in a sentence that makes sense. But they don't really think of, like, the words behind it. Like, I was letting my situation control my life. And in that grand scheme of things, I wasn't living my life because of it. And when I realized that a shift of attitude would change my entire life, it was the moment of realization for me that I needed. And the moment of realization that I needed was to realize that, you know, my brain can tell me whatever it wants, but ultimately I'm in control of my actions. I'm the guy, I'm in control of reaching for that food or reaching for that bottle of pills or reaching for all this stuff. When I realized that I have the power and not my brain, and that's when it really clicked for me. And I wanted to see if the living life at 90% and, like, the change of attitude really did you well in your battle with MS.
Oh, I think it did me well in my battle with MS and in my battle in life. I mean, Dad, you talked about beating your father at his own game. Let's be honest. I mean, that was one of the things that really stuck out for you, was that you wanted to beat your dad at his own game. And you know what? You did. And this, after that, well, and you know what? It didn't matter. And I disagree with that. It did matter. It may not have mattered at that moment, but it mattered to all of us, your kids, your fans, the people that loved you, because we watched you strive for something and succeed at it. Now, for whatever purpose it was in your head, was not the purpose that we do.
The sacrifices I made were not worth it.
What?
The sacrifices you, not watching you play ball, not watching you...
And you inspired me in a different way. You know what? It would have been wonderful to have you there, but it also inspired me in a different way to see this person who succeeded way beyond anything anyone in our family would have ever imagined.
Well, I get that. But you know something? Success is what you choose to call it. You know, I mean, success to me today is to have live with you and with my grandchildren. Success. Hey.
Dad, either you're cutting out or my phone's cutting out. I don't know which one. You guys, can you hear him?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of background noise from somebody.
It's cutting out.
My phone is dying. That's what it is.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Like 1 minute left on this thing. I love you all. God bless you. I'm sorry. I should have plugged the sumbitch in. Good night.
Have a wonderful evening, everyone. It was a pleasure and an honor to talk with you tonight. Thank you.
Brandy, look me up on Team DDP Yoga, okay?
In a heartbeat, I certainly will.
Thank you, my dear. You're the best. It was so great talking to you.
Thank you for being here. You guys were wonderful.
Thank you for all the callers and listeners tonight. I appreciate it. All right. Good night, you guys.
See ya.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb put up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.